Hey everybody, how y'all doing out there today? Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all having a wonderful, blessed day, peaceful day, an anointing day. Hopefully y'all pray over y'all day, you know. Today I want to talk to y'all about backslide. Like a lot of people, don't understand, that the enemy is trying to get them to backslide, through their walk with our Father, as in coming to our Father and growing, and trying to get yourself together, trying to live righteous, trying to be disciplined, trying to stay on point, and just stay on the narrow road as we live in this life. The enemy will always try to make us backslide, try to make us do old things that we wouldn't, that we know better not to do, things that he know used to hinder us, back then. So that's what he tried to do. He tried to find past things, past people, old things that you once used to do, you know what I'm saying, to try to put you back into, bondage so he can get legal holds on you, So you could see him through dreams. You may have dreams of, old people who you once messed with, or old things that you once did. They may pop up in your dreams, and you gotta take those dreams as warnings to show you to be aware that the enemy is trying to, make you backslide so you could be alerted, You could be alerted to know that, this is what's finna happen. This is what's not finna happen, but trying to happen. This is what the enemy trying to do. He's trying to take you back because God trying to bless you, So he'll try to use anything and anybody to make, God to the backslide because he know that they have a blessing on the way. So we have to be consciously aware of these things. You know what I'm saying? We have to use our anointing that God gave us and our discernment to understand what's going on in these type of situations. There's been plenty of different evidence in the Bible that shows us how God's children was moving forward, but the enemy came and tried to make them backslide. You know what I'm saying? So when you actually look into the Bible, you can look in the beginning with Moses and how Papa was taking Moses and the Israelites, taking us out of Egypt. You know what I'm saying? But some of the things that was still, holding on to us was trying to make us go back to Egypt when Father Yahweh took us out of Egypt and was trying to get us, to the other side where he wanted us to go, So when you look at that, you got to think like why these people wanted to go back. Like what was triggering them to want to go back? Why they didn't want to go forward and knowing that, it could potentially be a better life on the other side. You know what I'm saying? That's because the enemy was bothering them. The enemy was trying to get to them. So as they was trying to get righteous and, get into the laws of Father Yahweh that Moses told them, the enemy was tempting them to go back to backslide, So that's why a lot of them backslid. That's why a lot of them was told certain things not to do, and they still did it. You know what I'm saying? Just as people do today that are the children of God, because the enemy don't want us to grow. He don't want us to get the blessings. He don't want us to get the gifts that our Father have for us. Because the stronger we get, the stronger our Father kingdom get. Even though it's already the most powerful kingdom, you know what I'm saying? Ever, but it's the fact that, we're going to be saving souls for our Father. You know what I'm saying? So the enemy could try to get any of us to try to backslide and to go back into past things that we know that are sin and transgression and iniquity, then that's what he's going to try to do. You know what I'm saying? Because if he keep us busy, sinning and transgression into iniquity, then that's us being distracted, you know what I'm saying? And that's him trying to lead us astray away from Father Yahweh kingdom. And then that way it's hard for us to save souls because we're distracted, you know what I'm saying? Of things of things that's of this world instead of being focused, you know what I'm saying? So we always got to be aware of that. That's why I say beware of the enemy because you got to be able to have quick discernment. You got to be smart, be quick thinking, you know what I'm saying? Quick to think, quick to notice what's going on because We're dealing with people in the physical realm, and then we're dealing with the spiritual realm. You know what I'm saying? So if we're dealing with these things, we got to be alert on all levels, mentally, consciously. So consciously, we got to be aware that, you know what I'm saying, Yadapal is going to be using people, anybody. You know what I'm saying? That's just freely open for him to use because they, you know what I'm saying, sinning. So let's just trust in the word, trust in our Father, trust in ourselves, be disciplined, you know what I'm saying? Stay anointed and just stay alert and stay on point with everything because, man, we're trying to move forward. The kingdom of God move forward. You know what I'm saying? We keep ascending. We don't descend. We don't come down. We go up. We continue to go up. We continue to elevate. You know what I'm saying? So just be aware, man, because the temptation is out here. We all know that the world is getting way more wickeder than ever. And the enemy is trying to get any and everybody he can to distract them, to stop us from building the kingdom of God. Even when you look at all Nehemiah days, they was trying to stop them from building up the kingdom of God, you know what I'm saying, in the land where they was told to build that. You know what I'm saying? But when you look at that, when you look at that spiritually, why did they come and try to stop them from building up the kingdom of God? Why did they try to come and join them? They was trying to distract them. They was trying to stop them, slow them down. You know what I'm saying? To not make them build up what they knew was gonna help a lot of more people. So it may start with just you, but it's gonna end with millions and billions of people. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta understand like what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of the stuff out there, you know what I'm saying, that's just trying to distract people. But if we stay focused on what Yeshua says stay focused on, and what our Father says stay focused on, we don't have to worry about that. You look at Lot. When Lot was leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, he was leaving, you know what I'm saying? His wife turned around. You know what I'm saying? She turned around because it's like Lot was moving forward. She supposed to have been going with him, but she turned around because she got distracted. You know what I'm saying? We can't get distracted and get stuck. A lot of people get stuck, you know? So just keep your eyes focused. Keep your eyes on the word. Keep your eyes on our Father. That's the only way. The only way to success is to meditate on the word day and night, you know? And it's easier said than done, but it has to be done. It has to be done. There's no way around that, you know? Because if our mind focus somewhere else, then whatever it's focused on, we putting that over the kingdom of God. We making that more important than the kingdom of God, and we can't live like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, Yadapov will try to use family members, friends, old friends, family members that you don't talk to no more, dreams, you know what I'm saying? Anything. And God is warning us and showing us, you know. That's why everyone's supposed to be forsake. So therefore you won't be able to, they won't be able to distract you. They won't be able to pull you back into your old ways. You know what I'm saying? Things you're gonna let go. You know what I'm saying? So we stay disciplined, stay honest, truth, and loyal. You know what I'm saying? To our Father, we won't have to worry. Excuse me, we won't have to worry about these things because, you know, we've been good service to our Father. We've been good children to our Father and our Mother, Mother Ruach HaKodesh, and our Messiah. You know what I'm saying? So just know that you're not the only one out there that may be going through, you know, these type of situations, because this is what happens on the walk. This is what happens when you know what I'm saying, living for God, truly living for God. This is what happens. The enemy is gonna tempt you. He's gonna try to push you and make you backslide back. But how much you love God, Father Yahweh, Mother Rock, HaKodesh, and Yeshua, how much you love them, and how bad you really want to get to heaven, how bad you really want to be living in peace. You know what I'm saying? How bad you really want to be a blessing to people for the kingdom of God. So when you look at the totality of things, we can't allow the enemy to distract us, you know. We got to be examples. You know what I'm saying? We walk in testimonies. We the truth. We the walking truth that Father Yahweh, Mother Rock, and Yeshua, that they're real. You know? And when you have somebody walking in truth for the kingdom, it's a blessing. We haven't seen too many kings in the Bible go down because they couldn't be loyal to the kingdom of God, and God blessed them. We not seen too many. And we not seen too many of them that got blessed. You know what I'm saying? And stayed with the kingdom of God. With side joint, you got to pick a side. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow the flesh to overtake you. Don't allow Yadabaoth and his games overtake you. We always got to be consciously aware of all things and just stay true to who we are with Father Yahweh. Be perfect. Be the best that we can be and perfect as we could be for him. Be perfect in God's eyes. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way we can stay righteous and whole to all things. We got to keep fighting, man. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep getting our mind focused, you know? And I've been plenty of times I've been tempted. I've been plenty of times, you know, the enemy tried to make me backslide, you know? It was times I failed, and, you know, you learn from them. We all got to learn from them because you don't know. When you don't know and you're unaware and you're not consciously aware, you're going to fail. But once you notice and you're consciously aware of the games, you know what I'm saying, and the distractions and all the things that the enemy try to pull towards you, then you're aware and then you gotta fight back. You know what I'm saying? You got to fight back. You can't stand there like a punk. You got to fight back. You got to be ready. You got to put on the full armor of God, and you got to use your sword. You know what I'm saying? And you got to use your shield to block everything. That's just how it goes. When it's time to go to war, it's time to go to war. When it's time to battle, it's time to battle. When it's time to get down, it's time to get down. We got to do what we got to do and stay honest and true to God. Stay disciplined to our Father. Our Messiah didn't die for no reason. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get on the Calvary for no reason. And I know in this world, with so much going on and so much distraction, people forget about what our Messiah did. People forget about how much mercy and grace our Father have on us. People forget about Mother Ra Ka Kadash and how she came into them and changed them. You know what I'm saying? People forget about those things. You know what I'm saying? But when you truly live in and you stand in his word, then you can get through it. Because guess what? You showing your loyalty to them. So they're going to show their loyalty back. You get what you give. You see what I'm saying? You're going to get what you give every time. So let's just stay focused. Let's stay on point. Let's stay consciously aware, mentally aware, spiritually aware, and do what we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Let's be consistent. Be consistent. You know what I'm saying? And just understand that the walk is not, it's not going to be fast. You know what I'm saying? Just take your time, be patient, be humble, and grow. Grow within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Help yourself be great. Our Messiah already paved the way. Our Father already got his law into place. So if we just abide in them, you know what I'm saying? Connect with them, connect with the laws. Then everything has to go the way you moving. You know what I'm saying? Everything has to connect to the way that you moving. If you move opposite of God, then those laws gonna come against you. You're gonna be judged. If you moving with God, then those laws gonna be with you. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be blessed. And that's just how it goes. So let's not be distracted, y'all. I love y'all, man. Y'all have a wonderful, beautiful day. Peaceful day. Shalom.